Since you're listening to Active FM, Christ music is hot music. You know what it is.
Hey, yo, what's up? What's up? Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is your boy, Fearless Eagle, right here on What's the Topic? Yeah, so today's topic is gonna be interesting, as you saw right there on the description. Topic. So, what are we taking a topic to? Yes, that is the question. What are we taking it all back to? And by the way, the song that you just heard is an awesome, amazing song by Active Worship. Take us back. Yeah, take us back to the beginning. Yeah, we gotta go back to the beginning, especially during this specific times. Like, things are happening that we do not want. Yeah, things are happening that we are not pleased with, and there's a lot happening in our lives right now. Sometimes, yeah, in fact, if I had to go into details of things that are happening in people's lives during this time, hey, like, you would sit down and think, yo, that's bad. That is actually bad. But as a Christian, as a believer, you're supposed to be in a position where you actually helping those that are around you that, you know, hey, not in a good space, to actually, you know, be in a position where they feel like, I have someone who's in my life that won't let me, you know, go down the drain alone or experience the tough times alone. Because there's people that right now, they actually feel like they are lonely, they are alone, there's no one there to be there with them. And as a result, there's people committing suicide and all those stuff. But now, let's go back to the beginning. Let us take a tour back. Yeah, take a tour back. Like, there's some things that I want to highlight, you know, that we should actually be aware of. And as a result of us being aware of that, we should actually now be in a position where we are living our lives effectively. So do not disappear. It's going to be an awesome, amazing show. We're going to go into it and actually do the most. And yeah, create the words, phrases, everything. You know how we do it here on What's the Topic. We have our own dictionary. Yeah, so do not disappear. I'll be right back after this.
Christ music is hot music.
Never stop.
Christ music is hot music.
Never drop.
Radio has never been better.
In any weather.
Radio has never been better.
In any weather.
Yo, we are back here, again, doing the most, going back, taking a tour. That's what we are gonna deal with at the moment. So, like, when we're actually looking at the whole concept of taking a tour, like, people think different things. Even myself, I would think, one side of my own thing, when they had to tell me, okay, we are taking a tour, yeah, I'll be like, what are we taking a tour back to? What is this tour all about? Like, what's going on? Like, yeah, I want to know what is happening. So when we're actually looking at the whole, yeah, you know, tour back in time, when we're actually looking at that whole topic, I want each and every one of us to actually see in Genesis what happened, and going forward, you know, to Exodus and all those different places. Now, the one thing that I want us to actually take note of is mankind and the patterns, you know, that us as mankind we have, which is interesting, because sure, like, I looked at all of these patterns, I was like, sure, outcome is always going back to that side, when the bigger picture is like in front of your eyes and everything. But yeah, I don't know, like, what happens is we get blinded. And I do understand the fact that the world that we live in right now is not owned by, you know, the Lord. Like, basically at this time, you know, like, not just this time, from the fall of man, if you go in the word, it actually says that the world is controlled by the devil. So that is what it actually says in the book of John. And it's crazy, it's like actually crazy, because before the fall of man, we were the one in authority, we were the one that was ruling over the earth, and then we gave the crown to the devil, yeah, you know, during the fall of man. And the awesome thing is Christ came and redeemed us. But now, going back before even Christ, mankind always had that pattern of messing up, let me put it that way, messing up and disobeying. And, you know, the Lord will get angry and furious, and, you know, always make a plan for us to actually go back to the promise that he placed for us. He actually placed a promise for us, and we'll always mess it up by doing our own thing. So Adam and Eve in the garden, God gave them a promise, and with that promise, you know, they had everything. They were not in lack, nothing was missing in the picture. They actually had everything. And what happened? They had the choice between doing what God told them to do or doing what they wanna do, which obviously was influenced by the devil. But it's funny, because when you do your own things, it's always influenced by the devil. Even sometimes, when, let me just say, most of the times you're not even noticing. Like, when you do your own things without having the Holy Spirit guiding you, it's actually influenced by the devil. You'll actually find that most of the times, the stuff that you do alone, it's not actually advancing the kingdom of God, you know. It's not impacting people's lives how it's supposed to be impacting their lives. So you'll find yourself in that position. So that's the same thing that happened with Adam and Eve. They did their own thing, and then guess what? They found out that, hey, we did our own thing, and because we did our own things, now we have knowledge of good and evil, but now we're in a position where we separated from God, and they started separating themselves from God. So that's point number one, but we're gonna go into more of it after this.
Major League with a dream team.
I just came up out of church, I'm walking in the spirit. Devil get behind me quick, I don't want interference. See, my God is showing me you need a secret clearance. Ain't nerd, got angels all around me, nothing I'm fearing. Be above it in the blood, ain't nothing new to this. That's like saying ATL ain't down with ludicrous. Used to run around and shoot it in some hooligans.
Active FM, we bring to you the Active Worship Inception Album.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. I rejoice at your word, I'm fading.
Yeah.
album on Spotify and Apple iTunes. If you're interested in downloading the album, well, contact us for more info.
Yeah, yo, going back into this, we back. I'm back. You back. Yeah, we're doing this together, y'all. Myself and you. So, we're going back into this, and basically, we're gonna be highlighting the fact that obviously, point number one, Adam and Eve decided to do their own thing and then they went their own direction. But before we go into point number two, that song was by Kid Tris Godley. Yes, and when I say Godley, what I mean is it's spelled with a G-A-W-D-L-Y. Godly. Yeah, that's the song. So if you want it, yeah, go search for Kid Tris Godly. Yeah, with the G-A-W. So point number two, mankind obviously decided to rebel against God, do their own thing, and then yeah, God had to take them out of the garden. But now taking them out of the garden, he knew that he's faithful to his promise, his word, so he had to restore, you know, restore. That's what he had to do. That's yeah, the type of God that we serve, a God that is faithful to his word. When he gives you a promise, he actually keeps his promise. Not like us, where we give you a promise and then yeah, you know what happens, we actually break the promise. So what happens is, knowing that mankind sinned, the devil's the one that's in control right now, he's in charge and everything, God decided to actually make a plan for man so that he can keep his word. And that's where your Noah, Abraham and Moses, you know, going down to the line of Jesus come in. Because mankind decided to do their own thing and then God restored everything. But now you had the time of Noah where everything was restored, everything was awesome. But what did mankind do again? They decided to make their own choices, they decided to go astray, and you had the man sleeping with man. That is not the image of God. God didn't place you here to do your own thing, you know, he placed you here for a purpose. Now mankind was not living according to that purpose, and they decided to do their own things. And then what did God have to do? Like, he had to come into the picture and wipe out the whole of mankind except Noah and his family. And he now gave Noah the promise to say he's not gonna wipe out the earth with a flood. And yeah, going back to his promise again, he restored, and here came obviously a new generation of mankind, you know, a generation where they were actually going the right path, they were in the right purpose, until they decided to mess up again and do their own things and everything. And then guess what? God had to come into the picture again to restore. Now this pattern of mankind, you know, doing their own thing, deciding their own choices. And obviously, as they decide their own choices, what happens? They go astray, they pull themselves away from God. That is what happens. Every single one of our lives, that is what happens. Like, you do your own thing, you want to pull yourself away from God, and you won't be in a position where the Holy Spirit is guiding you. You're actually going to be vulnerable to the enemy, which is the devil himself. Now, the devil would love you to be in a position like that, because that's where you'll send his demons, and his demons are going to be in a position where they, yeah, you know, possess you and things like that. And you find yourself doing things that you wouldn't do, and you're wondering what is going on. It's because you decided to go away from God. So there's this pattern of mankind always messing up. Make sure you're not in that same pattern as well. So we're gonna go into the last and final promise. Okay, not promise, but the last and final restoration plan that the Lord had in mind, and he actually executed it, and it still stands right now. That plan that the Lord actually put in place. The only thing that you need to do is open your eyes, decide, and walk in that direction. That's all that you need to do. Yeah.
You are
listening to Active FM. This is where it's happening. Amen.
That's how it is, and that's how it goes.
Okay. Yo, we going back into this. Yeah, full force. Yeah, but unfortunately, this is the last session where we'll seal up the deal, do the most, and yeah, I'm gonna have to leave you. Sad part, I really don't enjoy leaving you. I don't enjoy closing off the show. But yeah, so final deal, the one that the Lord made, the plan that he made sure that we are going to have permanently in our life, and then it's now up to us to decide, because it's no longer gonna be a hard decision to make. So Jesus comes down the line. That is the promise that the Lord, you know, put in place for us to be with him. The plan that he was making, he sent Christ to come down here and redeem us. Now this time he sent Christ to redeem us from all our sin, every choices that we've decided to make. And this time he made sure that when we accept Christ, we're gonna be with him forever, for eternity. So Christ came down the line. He knew that man's gonna rebel again, but now I'm the solution. If you accept me, you're gonna have a new nature, new character, and your decisions are gonna be different from the ones that you're gonna make when you are depending on your own self. That is the plan that the Lord made. And now we in a generation where we should be rising up, we should be making different decisions. Not decisions. Woo, there are some interesting tongue twists. But wow, it's actually interesting. So we only created one word in this show. Yeah, which is the one that we created now. Don't worry. Next show, we're gonna make sure we create more words. But yeah, now we're in a position where the decision is up to us. The Lord actually wants us to be in a position where we accept Christ, yes, and we actually live eternity with him. Now, like I said, you accept Christ, you're gonna have a new nature. Your choices that you're gonna make are gonna be different from the ones that you are originally gonna make. Now you actually in a position where, yeah, you don't need to worry about about rebelling, and if I can put it that way, because when you have the nature of Christ, Christ is not, yeah, a person with the nature that rebels. No, the Lord Jesus himself was actually faithful to God's word until the very end. So that is how we're gonna be as well. We're gonna be faithful until the very end. Unfortunately, it has hit that time, the time that I do not like, because I have to leave you. Yes, love you and leave you, which is a very sad moment. But don't fear, I'm gonna be here next week, same time, same place. So if it's morning for you, good morning. If it's afternoon for you, good afternoon. If it's evening for you, good evening. And yeah, based on whatever time it is, if it's night, good night. Thank you for listening to the show before you slept. Yeah, I almost said, in fact, I was gonna create another word. Why didn't I create it? Okay, I'm gonna create it in the next show. But don't forget to catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777. Don't forget to catch us on Facebook /ActiveFM777. On Twitter at ActiveFM. We have our awesome, amazing website, www.activefm.co.za. And also an amazing channel, YouTube channel. Go check it out. Subscribe, like, share. Make sure that you get the word out there on YouTube, ActiveFM. That's where we on. Yeah. See you next week, same time, same place. God bless. We'll be right back.
It's whatever you say, God.